Hey everyone, welcome to Fix Radio. It's Clive Holland here. Now, one of the things we always talk about, particularly through lockdown and everything else, is how important PPE is. But something that I think I'm probably going to be put right when I say this, but a lot of things we do take for granted tend to be, in my opinion, and working around sites and things like that, are hard hats and ear defenders. Particularly in certain circumstances. But hard hats, I think, are absolutely critical. And seeing as this week, starting today, we are in Hard Hat Awareness Week, right through until the 27th of September. So let's chew some cud with a gentleman that we spoke to many times on our show, friend of Fix Radio, is young Chris Tidy, Technical and Training Specialist at Centurion. Afternoon, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Clive. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. Always good to talk to you, and it's always good to get a, a feel of just how important, a reminder, shall we say, to everybody listening on site today, to those that I'm going to be visiting on site, just a reminder, just to let them know just how important this hard hat situation is. So just tell us from your point of view, tell us a little bit about Centurion and your role and then how important all this is.
Yeah, well, I've been Centurion themselves have been going since 1879, so a very long time, yeah, so over 140 years. So an absolute fantastic company that specialise in above what we call above the neck protection, so face screens, head protection, respiratory, obviously, which has become more prevalent through the COVID situation and still in the COVID situation. And myself, I'm the technical and training specialist for Centurion. So I look after technical questions, particularly during COVID. I've been dealing with obviously the NHS, dental practices, doctors, surgeons, you name it, from a technical aspect. And I look after the training for Centurion and write bespoke training packages for particular companies. So like Network Rail and things like that, and help them with their training. So I sort of, have quite an eclectic mix of different things that I do. I try to dabble in a bit of product development as well.
So it's a very important role, full stop, as far as I'm concerned. Now, what I will say is I do reports daily on construction industry, and occasionally we have injuries and that sort of thing. And we had one this very week, in actual fact. I think it happened actually a couple of weeks ago, but I reported on it this week as it made headlines, where a siter who was siting for a digger driver got his head crushed between the railings and the bucket and was wearing no hard hat. Now, I'm not saying that wearing a hard hat would have made a difference, right? But I just think it's so important, and I think Hard Hat Awareness Week will hopefully bring it home again, that how important it is wearing a hard hat.
Yeah, definitely, Clive. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm very sorry to hear that an incident like that had occurred. Certainly, by wearing a hard hat, would have almost definitely made a difference. Whether that would have stopped the injury occurring completely, we would never know. But certainly, wearing a hard hat would make a difference. I think for me, this is all about understanding the importance of that piece of PPE that we're wearing, because if something goes wrong and something hits us on the head, or and affects us from a brain injury perspective or a head injury perspective, it could mean that that it affects us for the rest of our lives. And of course, when we're talking about that, it's not just you as an individual that's actually impacted. So from a brain injury, obviously, it can change the lives of future partners, family members and friends. So it's there's a lot more to it. So we just want to really drive the awareness of brain injury and help wearers of safety helmets and hard hats, you know, to understand, you know, what a life-saving piece of PPE they are actually wearing. So they need to, you know, look after it and take care with it. I hear a lot of people, especially in the from the health and safety side of it, saying that, you know, the helmets get a bad rap. They get sort of kicked around the site and, you know, flipped up, and people try and get them to land on their heads and stuff like that. And of course, your safety helmet takes a significant impact from messing around with it like that, then it could be that it may not protect you in the event of an actual incident. So that's one of the things that we want to highlight. You know, please look after your safety helmet or hard hat, because it's looking after your life, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of the times when I see some of our guys, they go on break, and the first thing they do is they fling the hard hat. And time again, I always say, do you know what? Do you know how important that piece of kit is? You may well take it for granted when you throw it in the back of your van, or you throw it on the table as you did. You know, because like you say, you can't always see, even if it's had an impact, you can't always see that it has, right, on the surface. If you got like a microscope, you could probably see that it's had an effect and started to break down the material. And that's how crucial these hard hats are. And it's just one of those things that even when I go to site now, if I see somebody, and I know it happens a lot in summertime, there's so many of the guys just take the hard hat off because they're sweating or whatever. But it's so, so important. Absolutely so important to wear.
Yeah, you're exactly right, guys. I mean, because you don't know when the incident is going to occur, do you? And therein lies obviously the problem, you know. I mean, we're not talking about protection from just dropped objects, you know, because they actually only account, you know, for about sort of 15%, you know, of incidents. Actually, a much higher amount of people actually have had head injury or a brain injury from slips, trips and falls from the same level or maybe one level up, you know, which, you know, obviously causes another problem. So around 30% of head injuries actually occur from that. So much more from, you know, than from dropped objects. And obviously when we bump our head, you know, that's another thing that we're talking about where you've got the protection there. But, you know, we want to drive that awareness. We want people to understand. We want people for maybe this week, you know, to dedicate this week to audit their safety helmet or hard hat. You know, look for signs of wear and tear. Make sure that it's in date, because obviously they have a date stamp on. Normally that's on the underside of the peak of the helmet, or sometimes it's actually inside the shell, maybe a little clock, it may be an actual date, but generally you'd be able to find it. And then remove any sort of stickers, unchecked stickers, and of course during these COVID times maybe sanitize and clean that piece of safety equipment, obviously while you're in a safe environment. You know, I'm not advocating that you take it off and do that while you're in the middle of a site. You know, perhaps when you're in the canteen and you don't need to be wearing that piece of equipment because there's no danger of something falling on your head. And it's really important to us. But also, you know, it's also about Headway and the work that Headway do as well. And I'm sure you was going to, you know, come on to the Headway bit and for me to talk a little about a Headway as a charity, you know, as a brain injury association and what they actually do. So we are...
Chris, can I just say, before we go any further into that, I just want to take a quick break and then we'll be back to talk about the Headway. And obviously things like concussion recognition, etc. So just bear with me and we'll be back. So I'll be talking with Chris a lot more about this straight after this.